Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
We're back at it with Sports Breakdown. I have my guy Levi right here.
What's up?
Give a shout out to Anchor. It's a great way to make podcasts. Easiest way to make a podcast. Distributes it to all the podcast platforms. It's a great podcasting. Great way to start your podcast. And we're going to be talking about the NFL draft today. And we're going to go with the first round right here. With the first overall pick on Joe Burrow. That was, I respect that pick. Best pick that they could have made.
Yeah, I think it was a great selection also. You know, he was great coming out of college.
Yeah.
Won the national championship.
Set a few records.
I think he's going to have a good career in the NFL.
Yeah. I think he's going to be sort of pull off like a Zion. He's going to get hurt, and then he's going to make a bounce back and be the same stud that he was in college. Now with the second pick, the Redskins chose Chase Young. It's a great pick. I think I'm an Ohio State fan myself, and he is just so strong and powerful that he almost won the Heisman as a defensive end. Like, that's hard to do.
That's
really hard to do.
As Daniel was saying, it's pretty rare for a defensive player to win, well, a defensive end to win Heisman. And, you know, he's just a really good rusher. He can get, he's like scary.
Yeah.
It's like, he'll scare quarterbacks. Like,
the
only people who can really, he can really get to is, like, the slow ones, such as, like, Brady. But, like, I just don't, against, like, Lamar, I just don't think he'll be able to get to them and sack them.
That's a very, like, that's just tough because he's fast and he's powerful. But if the QB has no time to react, then it shouldn't really be a problem. He should just be able to go out there and just get straight past the O-line and then tackle the QB. Like, it's hard. It's tough to escape when you're in that pocket.
But the thing is, when he's going against those powerful linemen, and like,
I know, but the old lineman's getting worse and worse.
True, but like, it's like the good old lineman. I just don't think he's gonna be able to get past.
Speaking of old linemen, Andrew Thomas to the Giants. It's a respectable pick. I think that was a great pick.
It's respectable, but I think they just needed. They should have got Isaiah Simmons. Isaiah Simmons is just
He fell way too far back.
Needed. And the Cardinals got him. And I think the Cardinals are going to be playoff contenders because of the Giants.
Chandler Jones and Isaiah Simmons, that's just going to be a deadly combo. You don't want to be
with Patrick Peterson. You know, they got some young people in Buda Baker. Yeah, Kyler Murray, Buda Baker, former first-rounder Kyler. Buda Baker, and just Christian Kirk. I think those people.
That's a great team. It's a young team, but they also have some veterans. I respect the Giants pick because of Saquon Barkley. Last season, he struggled because he didn't have an O-line. Now, I think that Andrew Thomas can help out a lot on having their success.
True, but you know, just Saquon just getting out into open field is not the whole entire team. Like,
I know, but like, let's face it. Daniel Jones is getting better.
True.
They're probably gonna pick up receivers. Like, their receivers aren't that bad, but they need to get better ones. And that's just like where they're at right now. Like, they live on the run game.
Yeah.
And they have the pass game, but when you have that good of a running back who's not putting up the talent that is expected to be put up, it's just like, you know that something's wrong with your team.
Yeah. I just feel like when the Giants go against those teams with a good, like, defensive core, I just don't think they're going to be able to do well against them. Like, you know, do they play the Cardinals?
It's the same thing for Zeke.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Elliott He's in that same no wait yeah he's in that same division right yeah he's in
you could
that
see
same
him
division.
Putting up he puts up a lot of fantasy points because of his good O line. He has Zach Martin on there, and Zach Martin is a good O lineman.
And he plays against good
O-line
defenses.
Good. Yeah.
Like you saw, like he didn't do very well against the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was the Bears stopped them. I'm a Bears fan. Levi's a Patriots fan. So what do you think about your picks?
Picks, honestly, I think if I were the Patriots, Kyle Duggar, you know, I mean, no one really knows about him. I never really knew about him. He was a D2 player. I just don't think you pick a D2 player in the second early second round. Like, that was a good pick.
Who was your first round pick again?
It was 23rd, but Belichick traded it out, which everyone was expecting. I was expecting it.
I was smart.
Yeah. And I was kind of hoping for Belichick, maybe, I don't think it would really be a smart decision, but maybe could pick Jalen Hurts. But I think Jared Stidham, our quarterback this year, who would probably be our starting quarterback, I think he might grow as a quarterback. He was a rookie last year. I think he'll grow and be a better player.
Do you think that they're going to go for Trevor Lawrence in the draft next year? If they're
do
that
it depends.
Bad?
I don't think we're gonna play like the Bengals last year, but I don't think we're gonna be like a great team like we're not gonna be like a great like Chiefs or Ravens type team. I think we're just gonna be like an average maybe 9-7. Maybe not 9-7, but like you know just
well,
not, not
in the playoffs.
Like
that
like,
gives other teams a chance.
Yeah, like close to a winning record, but close to a losing record, but probably we're gonna have a winning record, I would say.
So maybe like a 8-8, 9-7-ish.
Type of thing.
Barely make the playoffs. Be like
maybe.
A 5 seed, maybe. Well,
yeah,
no,
maybe
it is an extended playoffs. You never know.
Yeah, but I think there might be a chance that they don't even make it.
I agree with that.
Because think about it, we lost like half of our talent to the Bucks. We lost Gronk,
yeah.
We lost Brady. Only thing we have, N'Keal Harry, who is a very underrated player, who's actually a beast. Then we still have Devin McCourty, Stephon Gilmore, arguably the best cornerback.
Is it Stephon or Stephon? I've heard so many people say it differently.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it might be Stephon, though. Pretty sure it's Stephon.
The Bears, my team, they traded for Khalil Mack, giving away this year's first round. So they didn't have a first-round pick. But then they had 2 second-rounders, which is where they picked Cole Kmet and Jalen Johnson. A cornerback and a tight end. I respect that pick at tight end, even though we did just get rid of Trey Burton, which I like the move a lot.
Yeah.
But there is we did also get Jimmy Graham, but he's like an end zone threat. Not much of like a midfield
yeah.
threat. Cole Kmet.
The problem about that though,
young
is
tight end.
He's old. He's gonna be retiring
I know.
Anytime soon.
I know, but he could be, like, a really good red zone threat. Like, you get him in the corner. Plus, I think that was also, like, planned. Because he can also teach Cole Kmet on how to be a better
true.
Tight end.
True, he is a veteran who can help all the younger tight ends. I think, yeah, that's true.
And then the wide receivers, Allen Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like he's doing it all by himself.
Okay.
I mean, we did just get rid of Taylor Gabriel.
Yeah.
We cut him. We did just pick up Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he starts over Trubisky. Trubisky just needs to learn right now.
Yeah.
From a veteran, a Super Bowl winning veteran. But I feel like that Nick Foles is getting old and can get hurt with our O-line not being
mm-hmm.
very good.
So
it'll be tough for
if
him.
I remember Nagy. I just don't think Eddie Jackson's helping the defense a lot. If I were him, I would try to make a big trade with him. Maybe get some draft picks or get
We literally just extended his offer.
Yeah. But true. But maybe some, like, if I were him before, I would have thought about making some trade with him because he, I just don't really think he's helping the Bears a lot.
He's just been, like, he's a role player. Like, he's, like, a Devin McCourty type of player. Like, he'll get picks. But last year, we struggled so much with injuries.
Yeah.
That it was just tough. And our corners weren't that good. So, if we have good corners who can turn Eddie Jackson into, like, more of a defensive threat, then he can be a lot better of a player. Yeah. Like, you saw 2 years ago, he led the league in interceptions. He got, like, an interception per game.
Mm-hmm. And then also on the Patriots side, you got Gilmore, Defensive Player of the Year.
Gilmore, is he the best player in the NFL?
I don't think he's the best player in the NFL, but
I mean, best defensive player.
I think he's the best defensive player in the NFL.
I think that it depends what your team is.
No bias.
I think it depends what your team is. See, fine. If you're right now, well,
if you agree with me on that, then name one who's better.
Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack when he has everybody on his team healthy.
That's tough. I don't really know this.
You saw what he did.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Like the year that when we had no injuries, when we made it to the playoffs, he went off.
Yeah, but
like he was all over the other team's offense.
That's true. But
If you're playing against a running team, Khalil Mack is better. If you're playing against a passing team,
for example, if you're playing against the Chiefs and you have Gilmore, Gilmore's gonna help you a lot.
Yeah, Gilmore's gonna help you in that situation. Oh my God, I just realized something. We both just picked players from our favorite teams. Totally not biased. Well, also there's people that like Jeff Okuda. To the Lions. The Lions have been pretty bad recently. Pretty bad in the years. And they just gave up Darius Slay.
The Eagles are actually going to be good contenders this year. I hate to say it, but I think they are. They got Jalen Hurts. You know, Darius Slay. Who are young 30s?
Carson Wentz hasn't been the player that they've been turning out.
He's just been getting injuries. But now they have Jalen Hurts, a young player who is a mobile quarterback who can get away from those really good edge rushers. And I think Jalen Hurts is going to help the Eagles a lot. And,
yeah. Let's move into, late first round. At Jazz.
CeeDee Lamb to the Cowboys.
And what's his name? To the Broncos. JG. That Broncos team is one of the best that you're going to see.
Drew Lock.
That it's been in a little while.
Drew Lock, a young quarterback. He's been improving a lot.
Cortland Sutton.
Young stud.
Phillip Lindsay.
JG. I think it's just all connecting together. They almost made the playoffs last year. I think they're definitely gonna make the playoffs this year, and they're gonna have a good season.
It's gonna be really tough with that Chiefs team. On them.
That's a hard part.
If you have the Chiefs in your division,
I think the Bucks though. But people are saying that. I think people are talking about I think that's really just gonna be a really good division.
The AFC, the NFC South is going to be so fun to watch.
You got Drew Brees.
That Saints team.
Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, and Cam Jordan going against, Brady, Mike Evans, Godwin, Gronk. And
I'm just saying, you have some of the best QBs in that division. Tom Brady, Drew Brees.
Mahomes.
Who are the two other? Mahomes isn't in the NFC South. What? Jeez. Who else is in that division? Oh my God. I know. Buccaneers. No, I'm talking about the NFC South.
I don't know. I can't think of the AFC.
Oh my gosh. What are the teams?
Panthers.
In the NFC South. Panthers, yes.
Panthers, Bucks.
Falcons. That's what it is. There we go. That Falcons team is also going to be pretty good. They need Matt Ryan to play a bit better. Mm-hmm. Todd Gurley, new addition. And then we have the Panthers bringing in Teddy Bridgewater.
I think he's going to be okay.
And with Luke Kuechly retiring at such a young age, that's just tough. But Christian McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the best running back in the league?
I think it's either – it might be McCaffrey. It might be Barkley.
I think it could be Lamar Jackson. You never know.
I think it could be Barkley. It could be McCaffrey, honestly.
Barkley with a better O-line is better than McCaffrey.
Yeah.
But if you put them with the same O-line, I would want to see that happen. But you aren't going to get them on the same team.
There's not too much cap room.
Dalvin Cook?
Dalvin Cook on the way.
Anything about him or no?
I think he just had a really good season this year. It was kind of unexpected.
Yeah, he was hurt the season before.
Yeah, it was just unexpected.
He got hurt in his rookie season. But that was just – that's just unfortunate. And then Darius Geis for the Redskins got hurt in his rookie season. There's just been so many, like, injuries that has been happening.
Yeah.
And it's been hurting teams so much in the long run because they want to keep their players at their max performance. But if they're not at their max performance, then they don't play at their best.
Yeah, I think it's just about having a solid core in the offense or running backs. And it's just like, you just need some room to get past.
I just think that with, like, teams with all these injuries, I know we're going back and forth between topics, but with the injuries, they need, like, subs.
Like, there's some, like, really good backups out there that people don't recognize.
What about Henry Ruggs? The Raiders?
Well, the Raiders actually are also a good team. Who are doing good. You know, Derek Carr, Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs is a stud. And you're going to add a Henry Ruggs, who is a deep threat. Very fast. Yeah, I'm pretty sure wasn't he the fastest receiver at the 40-yard dash this year?
I think so.
Yeah, he's pretty fast. He's going to be a deep threat. And I think if you just need to stop him, you just need a fast corner.
Jalen Johnson to the Bears. New corner after getting rid of Princeton McCamara.
Princeton McCamara, he just didn't put in that much effort.
No, he was getting old and was getting paid too much money. Tom Brady, when's the end of his career gonna hit?
Honestly, I think it's you never know. I feel like it probably will be next year, or the year after that. If he goes somewhere after that, I think he's just being crazy, because honestly, that can really hurt him in the later life.
Well, I don't blame him for going to Florida. It's the weather's nicer.
Yeah.
I think that's where he wants to retire.
I'm recording for a Patriots fan. Like, you know, he was a really good addition to our team. He was arguably the greatest player ever to play football, I think. And honestly, it was sad for me. But I think I respect his decision to go to Tampa.
Yeah, I think he's going to retire
there. Yeah, I think he's going to stay there.
At the end of his contract.
For 2 years and then retire.
Yeah, I actually sort of respect that.
Same.
But to be honest, leaving a team that you've been with your entire career, like, you can't really just, like, do that.
Yeah, like, that's the tough thing about it. You know, he won 6 Super Bowls, which is tied, I'm pretty sure it's tied with Ted Hendricks for the most Super Bowls ever won by one player. And it's just, like, I think it was hard for him to say goodbye, but he wanted to do it, so he did it.
I mean, I think he's also trying to, like, I think there was something that he had done with Gronk. Like, he had talked with him and be like, I'm going here. Get yourself over here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't really think that happened. I think it was just because, I think it was a little kind of stupid of Gronk. Because, like, it was, like, a couple weeks right after Brady left that he came to the Bucks. But, like, I bet you if Brady didn't go to that, I bet you if Brady didn't go to the Bucks, then Gronk would have just stayed in retirement.
Yeah.
So I think Gronk just wanted Brady, and that was it.
No, I think that it was either Brady who brought him, sorry, or it was Gronk who told Brady to go there.
Gronk was his kind of mentor.
What's up with my
throat? You know, helped him a lot in those Super Bowls. I think he was one of the reasons why they won a lot of Super Bowls.
I can see that. Sorry. There we go. Yay. Thumbs up. Does everybody have a thumbs up? Yay. That was really cheesy. But, that's, like, mostly, that's like a wrap up of the NFL draft and the teams. We didn't cover every single team, but we are going to be starting a state for state. Like, we're going to do like all the main states, starting with Massachusetts and the Boston teams. Levi will be back with that one and his cousin. They're Patriots fans and Boston fans. Ugh, God, those Boston people. But then we're going to keep on going state by state with, like, the states that have multiple teams. So we'll get to that next time. Thank you for Anchor and helping us make this. See you.